Okay, it's not that far of a walk. Can you hold this? It's just one blanket, yeah, I think. I have the pillows in the basket that I did 1000% purchase for this date. I hadn't really considered what I was gonna do with the basket once we were done with this date. But we're here now, and it's a cute basket, and we could put things in it in the future. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Maybe we'll just have to go on more picnics. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of food. Mostly, like, there's some popcorn that I popped like 20 minutes before I left, so it's like in a Ziploc. It should be fine. I do have a bottle of whiskey. You don't have to drink if you don't want. Just figured I would offer it. I have makings for hot chocolate if we want to start a fire, but I don't know how long we'll be out here because it might get kind of cold. Thus the blanket. I have a like a bigger rough one to put on the ground. That's like a soft, cozy one to put on us. And then I have chips and little bitty sandwiches and pretzels. Mostly snacks, and then there's like water and I think some juice. If you like, before we start the walk, do you want me to go grab something? Is there anything else that you could need? Like, we could just, I could get back in the car and we could. No, babe. No, I did this on purpose. You do not have to make it up to me. This is literally the reason I invited you here. Going on a date. I asked you on a date, and thus it is my job to provide the means of said date. Quick walk up the hill. We'll put the blankets down, we'll look at the stars. It'll be really cute. Talk about whatever we want to talk about. Yeah? Okay. The path is, yeah, right there. Do you mind using the flashlight on your phone? Thank you. I don't think anyone else is up here. There's like no one in the parking lot, so I assume it's just us. Though I would not be upset if like a stray dog came by. I am very much on like on the hunt for a stray animal that I can convince everyone around me is like, you know, helpless and needs me so I can keep it. Just normal stuff. I feel like no one can tell me it's a bad idea when I'm holding an animal that looks really, really sad and like it needs me. It might be a guilt trip, but it's a good one. It's for the good of the animal, you know? No, this one's good. Are you good with this? Yeah, okay, baby. Here, you stand. I will grab the blanket out of the basket. You look really cute tonight, by the way. I know I told you to like dress a little warm. I don't know. I personally have an affinity for like autumn clothing, you know, like sweaters and jeans and leggings and boots and stuff like that, but I know not everybody does, so I just think you look really cute in that sweater. So. The skirt's also adorable. Are those tights comfortable? Yeah? Okay, cool. I was looking at getting some, and it doesn't matter. Anyway, you can sit. The blanket is all spread out. Here's your pillow. Do you want popcorn? Do you want a drink? Yeah, I'm literally only gonna drink like a couple sips because I'm gonna drive us home. So if you want to split like a little glass, or we could put it in hot chocolate. That way it's like, you know, hot chocolate mostly. Yeah? Okay. Yes. It's pretty up here. I was fully expecting there to be people up here and then we'd have to like talk quietly or compete for a space or whatever. So it just being us is really nice. I mean, I've never, like, the girls told me about this place when I asked them if they had any ideas for, like, where I should take you on a date. And they suggested it, but I had assumed that it would be, like, a bigger, like, gathering point. Maybe our friends are just, you know, so supportive and very romantic. I think they are. Ever since you moved, they've been up my butt about, like, you know, us doing couple stuff. Because we had a weird, like, set of circumstances in the way that we introduced the fact that we had feelings for each other to the squad was strange. But, honestly, God, I mean, they love you just as, like, a general rule, but they are so glad that I'm with somebody that, I don't know, treats me well. And I'm sure that now that they know you well, they're just glad that you're with someone that treats you well. It's very much like, I feel like all the people on the squad are just happy. I don't even think any of them have done the, like, what happens if they break up? Which, like, is invasive and whatever, but I think, like, it's pretty typical when two people of the same friend group start dating and then the friend group is like, what if they break up? Then who gets us in the divorce? You know? Anyway, we're fine. Obviously. And I think I heard one of them, I don't know which one it was because there was a bunch of them in the changing room when we went out shopping, but one of them said something to the effect of, like, oh, those two are gonna last forever, which was very sweet. I'm glad that we portray that amount of stability and healthiness. So, you look really, really fucking cute. You know that, right? Come here. Yeah, sit on my lap. Come here. Hi. You smell good. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're supposed to be looking at the stars. I know I asked you to sit in my lap. You can still look up while you sit here. No, 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 face me. Come here. Sit on my lap. Hi, pretty girl. Mm-hmm. No, just look at the stars. What do you mean I'm up to something? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an innocent angel and I've never done anything devious in my entire life. Look at the stars. Uh-huh. It does give me perfect access to your neck. It's just a coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the stars, baby. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. You're squirming. Mm-hmm. Something wrong? What could possibly be getting under my girlfriend's skin? Uh-huh. You do have a sensitive neck, don't you? Maybe that's what it is. Why are you so squirmy, baby? Did you need something from me? Hmm? You can look at me. Can I kiss you? Mm-hmm. You smell so fucking good. That's it, baby. Go ahead. Squirm in my lap. Grind against me. That's it. Like watching you chase what feels good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, rock your hips, baby. Let me watch. Mm-hmm. God, you're so fucking cute. Go ahead. Make yourself feel good, baby girl. I wanna watch. I'll help in a minute. Mm-hmm. I promise. Whatever capacity you want my help, baby. Are you gonna be good? Because I'd be happy to make you come. No one's up here. It's just us. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Hi. How you doing, pretty girl? Y'all wet and worked up? Hmm? Do you want me to touch you? With what? Do you want my hands? Would you prefer my mouth on your pretty girl cock, huh? You have to ask nicely. I can't read your mind, baby. Mm-hmm. Use your words. That's it. That's a good girl. Uh-huh. Roll over. Get on your back. God, you're pretty. Okay. Hi. How you doing down there? Mm-hmm. Aw. Did you just kiss my wrist? God, you're so cute. Hi. Mm-hmm. Can you slide your tights down, please? I have to leave the skirt on. Just in case. We are alone, but you know. Mm-hmm. These panties are fucking adorable. When'd you get these? No, we'll talk about it later. Hi. Do you have a bra on? No? Cheeky. Let me see. Oh, is it a little cold, baby? Are your nipples hard because it's cold? Or are you just horny? Which one is it? Both. Yeah, that checks out. Mm-hmm. God, they're so cute. Mm-hmm. I know, it's awfully cold here. Let me get the other one, huh? Mm. Mm. Shh, 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 shh. Don't be too loud. Don't want anyone to think anything's going on up here if they pull in, huh? Lift your skirt. Bend your knees so that, there you go, that's a good girl. Hmm, how do I look between your legs? Ooh, poetic. You can, do me a favor? Lay your head back and watch the stars, huh? That's what we're here for. Mm. Just a little at a time, baby. Mmm. If you're gonna raise your head to look at me, could you at least suck on my fingers to get them wet for me, please? Thank you. Mmm. You little tease. Mmm. Mmm. Mm-mm. Give me my fingers back. Mm-hmm. Mmm. You are all messy, huh? You taste really fucking good. Mm. Mm. Oh. Can I use my fingers? Just one inside of you first, okay? I'd normally take my time, but we are in public, and I want to make you come, so. You gonna let me taste it? You're so fucking cute. Look at me. Love you. Okay, lay back. Uh-huh. And go slow with one finger, okay? Mm. Does it feel okay? Mm-hmm. Can I leave a hickey on your hip? No one will see it unless you take your, like, you're changing. Yeah? Okay. Go ahead and grind your hip. Mm-mm. Grind your hips back on my finger. That's a good girl. Mm-mm. You want more? Beg for it, baby.
You know, I don't know how to say no when you're begging. Mm-hmm. There she is. What a good girl. I'll give you a second finger. Here you go. Relax. Slowly. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's a good girl. Mm. Fuck you, tastes good. Mm. 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 You gonna be a good girl and come for me, huh? Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready, baby, just put your hand in my hair so I know, okay? Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm, that's it. Go ahead, baby. Mm. Mm. Leave my fingers for a second while you write it out, okay? Tell me if it gets too sensitive. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Hi. Hi, pretty girl. Count to three. I'm gonna take my fingers out on three, all right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's it. Hi. You're all clean. Mm-mm. I made sure. You can pull your tights back up. And your sweater back down. Hi. How you feeling? You bit the fuck out of your lips. You good? Trying to be quiet. Yeah, that makes sense. Little tease. The way you put your tongue on my fingers was unfair. Oh, no, no, no. You will not be getting payback until we get home. Mm-mm. No, I don't trust you. You're a devious, devious little thing. Think you'll just get payback, and I cannot. I don't trust myself to be quiet. I don't trust myself to be controlled. I don't have toys with me. It's for the best that we just wait until we get home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can still make hot chocolate, of course. I'm in no rush. Mm-hmm. You know how fucking pretty you are when you come, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not appropriate, but if you could play the sound of you coming at my funeral, I would die really happy. Yeah, I know. Not appropriate in any capacity. Absolutely not. I get that. I love you. God, I'm a little... My brain is a little befuddled now. Hi. Hot chocolate. Right. I have some in a thermos, and there is marshmallows on the right-hand side. There you go. Right there. Excuse me. Did you just throw a pillow at me? Brat. I'm gonna lay your head on my chest. Yeah, you can pour the mugs, and then we'll lay down. Okay. You're not too cold or anything, right? Okay. If you do get too cold, we can go back to the car and turn the heat on. You don't have to go home right away. Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna get another, like, chance to sneak out and, like, go on an actual date before we have to travel for the competition, so... Yeah. Oh, we're sharing a hotel room, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's already planned. Everyone's chosen their room assignments. I think the room next to us is Sam and Emily, maybe? I don't know. But most of us, like, there's each room is, like, a set of two rooms that's, like, joined by a door, but the door between is, like, locked and stuff like that. But we're all on the same floor, so we should be able to find each other just fine. We'll have our own space to sleep, though. It'll be nice. Just us. Mm-hmm. Come here. Put your head down. And rub your back. You gotta be a little cold. I did just fully expose your boobs to the air, so. Come on. Okay. Do you need anything from me? You know you can ask, right? Yeah, I'm just gonna lay here. We can talk shit and drink hot chocolate and eat popcorn quickly, because if we wait too long, it'll get weird and stale. Okay. God. We needed this, huh?